This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now, it is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who along with his very competent staff have overviewed what's going on in the world of news talk radio, on the stations, the podcasts, all that stuff, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories of the week and the people. So, Michael, I think probably we ought to get started as we usually do by just going through the lists.
Yeah, let's do it. It was a very interesting week, and there's a lot of stuff on the list. We put more than 10 stories on the list because a lot of them are kind of ties. So here we go. At number 10, we have race relations, police reform, and Derek Chauvin seeks a new trial. He says the jury was tainted. At number 9, voting legislation.
After the... Did you see the... Was it a T-shirt or something?
Yeah.
One of the people on the...
An African-American member of the jury was a picture emerged of him wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt that was photographed at a rally. So, I mean, yeah, they're grasping at whatever straws they can within the legal process.
Yeah.
But I seriously doubt, not that I'm the world's greatest legal scholar or, you know, crystal ball reader, but I doubt it's going to have traction. At number 9, we have voting legislation and that ongoing Arizona audit in Maricopa County.
What do you think about the discrepancies there? The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, there are a lot of ballots were just unattended. So how do you do that? I mean, this whole business about voting and elections across our country, Michael, is such a can of worms. So
it is a can of worms. And they're going down a rabbit hole with it. The deeper you go now, the less likely anything is going to have credibility because it's so tainted by politics.
Right. So how do you know who's the real winner? Is this legit? Is Trump right? Have we been had by the news media, Joe Biden and his camp? Are they really the president and vice president of the country? Should they be?
Well, let's put it this way. All things being equal, I don't mean this to be politically motivated, but when Donald Trump becomes the source of truth in something that's murky from all the way from the left to the right. Yeah.
I'm with you 100% on that one.
Okay. All right, so there you go. At number 8, the economy, the stimulus plan, and the infrastructure. At number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia tied with the Gates divorce. That's a big buzz.
Did you see the connection now between Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein? There's a connection, and apparently Melinda was they spent some time together, and Melinda was creeped out, and apparently Bloomberg told Bill Gates to stay the heck away from him, him being Epstein. So this is a very interesting circle, isn't it, huh?
Oh, my gosh. The circle will be unbroken, as an old song used to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's funny how these characters all find each other and become
buddies. It's like a cesspool.
Yeah. Nice. It's like the grinds at the bottom of a dirty coffee cup.
Uh-huh. That's a great way of putting it.
I just made it up.
No, that's great. I like that.
And number 6, the Capitol insurrection investigation continues and bars Trump Mueller memo. Some of these, you can't even write a headline for them, let alone to figure out what the hell these stories are about.
And it doesn't seem to ever go away.
No,
I mean, this thing should have gone long since gone goodbye. Ay, ay, ay. Right?
I'm laughing out of sadness. I don't find it funny. I find it terribly ironic. The Newsom recall tied with immigration reform.
Another one.
At number 5.
What a piece of work that jerk is. Wow.
Well, you've been to California a lot lately, so you have more insight into it. I haven't been out in L.A. in a while.
He's just a piece of dirt. He really is a bad guy.
That's a powerful
yeah.
statement.
He's a bad, bad guy.
To what would you attribute that statement? In other words, what
corrupt way he advises people to do one thing and then he does something else that's in his own best interest.
Oh,
he
okay.
doesn't.
So the,
he thinks
French
not of.
Thing.
Yeah, he thinks of himself and thinks not. Maybe he's a typical politician. I don't know, but. He's not really. That's why the recall has had his among Democrats. Even the recall has been. There's a surge, especially from the larger cities, Los Angeles and San Diego, more than San Francisco. But if you go into the southern part of California, this guy is really disliked as well. And the mayor of Los Angeles, who just got appointed to be the ambassador to India, the people, the cheers that came out of the
they're
folks.
Sending him to India to get COVID.
Yeah, right. See you later. Yeah, exactly.
Who wants to go to India right now? That's one of the most dangerous places in the world in terms of the coronavirus. It's very,
yep.
very. What's going on in India is just insane, and we mustn't forget what's going on in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's political turmoil, and the hospital system has basically surpassed its capacity. I have sources in Brazil that feed me constant information, and it's terrifying. It's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And people are just hiding in their homes under their beds to just stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Number four, we have the Rudy Giuliani investigation, and that is tied with the broader topic of Trump's mounting legal woes. Number three, we have party politics, and that's a general topic. The parties are banging against each other and within each other.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, and the whole business, here we are already. This is the first full week of May 2021, and there is so much discussion and talk among those who are in both parties, campaigners who are working on the Democrat seats so they can defeat them in 2022, or the Republican seats. It's just amazing how we have become so mucked and mired in nothing but politics. And we're thinking about how the Republicans are all whipped up because we can take over the House again next year. Don't these people have a life? Or this is their life, I guess.
This is their life. Matter of fact, I heard a bunch of them ask the other day whether you and I have a life. So
we do have a life, and we have a nice life. Thank you very much.
Well, okay, thank you. Tied in at number three with party politics is Liz Cheney's GOP battle.
What do you think of her?
I only know of her what I read in the news. I don't know anything about her other than her background, you know, her father and her life.
Yeah.
But I have to say I admire her for standing
I
up
do
for
too.
Her principles.
Yeah.
And
I don't like her old man at all. I wouldn't give him a nickel. There's something about her that I like. Maybe at that start.
The sins of the father. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean that she's, anything of that ilk.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many people who think Dick Cheney was a hero and that he was misunderstood.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's who you talk to. Whose truth are you listening to?
Yeah.
And number two, we have the Facebook over. This is number two now. We're up there in the high. This is big now. Listen to this. Facebook Oversight Board's Trump ruling and the general issue of social media censorship have made their way to number two. From number one, which is obvious.
Yeah, Zuckerberg is another one. He's, in my book, he's the same as Newsom in terms of how I would describe him as a piece of dirt. He's nothing except himself about him. It's me, 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 I, and never is there a we, or an us with him. So he got his head handed to him by his own bunch this week, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whose head's handed to whom, because ultimately Zuckerberg is in control of the whole thing.
Right.
And that oversight board is somebody that you can go to as an excuse for not having to make a decision yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so sure that this is as clear cut as people think. I think Zuckerberg is in charge of everything
there are a lot of questions. The question about Trump and whether he should have been booted, I will tell you something. The Republicans ask the right question when they, you know, it may be that Trump deserved to get booted, whatever it is, but where's Maxine Waters on that list of people who get booted? She's another piece of dirt.
Everybody should be booted.
Except you and me.
Well, I mean, you know, we're on this platform, which is our platform.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody came to you and said Donald Trump demands that he get to be on this show with us and we don't want him, are we censoring him? Are we infringing on his rights? What's so ironic about all of this, and I mean, you talk about a rabbit hole or a can of worms. This is the ultimate one. Freedom of speech, First Amendment, Internet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is the argument has become so convoluted that we're talking about freedom of speech as it pertains to a private company's obligation to run the most powerful person in the state, the president of the United States, meaning the state.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the other way around. The First Amendment is to protect the private enterprise and the private platform from infringement by the state. So this is totally convoluted, but it's very hard to explain. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
He's the president. He was the president of the United States, and we're talking about his freedom of speech, as opposed to the fact that the president represents the power that we have freedom of speech to protect us from that power. So it's totally upside down. It finally has come. We're 21 years into the 21st century, and we're like 30-some-odd years into the digital era being the main, you know, platform of our communication, and we're starting to realize how many challenges this situation is presenting to our notion of gatekeeping, platforms, free speech, First Amendment. It's crazy. It's going to take years to work this out, Doug. This is not going to be, especially in an era in which people seek victory at the expense of truth. Fake news, about a bunch of BS. This is going to be tough. And number one is obvious. It's COVID-19, the vaccines, the variants, the politics, India, Brazil, the stats, and the main aspect of the COVID-19 conversation has been vaccine hesitancy. The thing that's standing in the way of herd immunity is the fact that a lot of people, for whatever reasons, either they're young and they don't think it applies to them, they're afraid of getting a needle, they hear their friends are getting sick, they read someplace that somebody died, or they don't want Joe Biden to look good. They're still politically motivated. That's the big obstacle to herd immunity, and herd immunity is the only way we're going to get beyond COVID-19. It's a big mess.
18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Another tearjerker moment here on the countdown, or at least with me. Anyway, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers.
We are drops in the same endless sea. Branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind.
All right, so we're playing a bit of Michael Harrison's new song with Gun Hill Road called I Know You Are Real. It's something to look for online in YouTube. You can download it. There are a couple of different versions of it. I previewed it on both the DJV program this past week and the American Family Farmer because it brings us around to thinking about what is real, the words in here. We are words in the same prayer, thoughts in the eternal world, time to be kind, drops in the same endless sea, all of the words that they're so pithy, and it really affects me spiritually and emotionally, and I guess you heard some of that when you were on with
me. Oh my gosh, that was probably one of the greatest experiences. I want to mention, first of all, the appearance on the DJV program earlier this week, I think it was on Wednesday, resulted in tremendous interest. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the liberty of just saying which YouTube place to go to so people get the best.
Sure.
And
yeah,
that
yeah.
is I know you are real. The real words, no fake words, the real words. IKnowYouAreReal.com will take you to the spoken word version of this, and you see what Doug is talking about, that it's about the human relationship with other life forms, animals or beyond, and each other. But IKnowYouAreReal.com, it's a very cool video, and I'm very proud of it, but we got so much response from the DJV audience,
well,
Doug.
It
was amazing.
How you and I are simpatico in many different ways, I don't know that we underscore it, but our philosophical point of view, you helped me get the American Family Farmer Show started, and then there was the introduction of what I call Your Hidden Power, which is another program I do every week in podcast form and in broadcast form. And this sort of fits into that realm as well. It's food for thought. In an era when we are spending so much time talking about what I perceive to be nonsense, the reality of what the world and our lives is really all about is encapsulated better than I've heard in anything for a long, long time in this song that Michael is a part of with Gun Hill Road. I remember when I first was introduced, I've forgotten them from the 70s, but during this past COVID year, Gun Hill Road took a song that was called Back When My Hair Was Short, and it became Back When We Used to Bug. And it was, you know, it was
amazing, the reaction we're getting to that video is extraordinary.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, it's at IKnowYouAreReal.com, and you can see it. There's a YouTube version of it that has a little cameo of me and my cows in it.
Yeah.
It's neat. It's really neat. Very, very, it's a sweet song, sweet thoughts. Thank you, Michael. 28 past the hour. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Orlando police are reporting a suspect has been arrested in Florida this week in the alleged killing of Joseph Torres, a U.S. Army veteran of Afghanistan. The suspect, Sean Ingram Jr., also a veteran, stood in front of Torres and told him he could not pass in the wee hours of Sunday morning. If you're a Democrat, it's called voter restrictions. If you're a Republican, it's called voter integrity. Nonetheless, many states are now incorporating voter whatever you'd like to call it. The latest is Wisconsin, as legislators propose new election reform bills on Thursday. Officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, where a recount is taking place, acknowledge they did not have any control over the voting machines during the 2020 presidential elections. Epic Games versus Apple. Epic added its own in-app payment system to the Android and iOS versions of the game Fortnite last year and were immediately kicked out of Google and Apple's respective app stores. The trial began this week and should last for another 2 weeks. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Freedom of speech takes a backseat at Twitter. Again. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter suspended a new account created to share statements from former President Trump, saying it violated the social media company's policy on banned users. The new account, DJT Desk, appeared on Twitter this week, apparently trying to get around the network's permanent ban on Trump in the wake of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. According to the biography on the account, posts copied from Save America on behalf of the 45th POTUS, originally composed by Donald Trump, would be shared. But the account wasn't directly run by the former president. A Twitter representative told NBC they'll take enforcement actions on accounts whose apparent intent is to replace or promote content that was suspended. The Twitter account included posts from the new website from the desk of Donald J. Trump. The site doesn't provide any way for users to respond or interact with Trump's posts, but it does include the option to share his statements on Twitter and Facebook. It also encourages people to sign up for Trump's Save America Joint Fundraising Committee.
Twitter was started on March 21, 2006 in San Francisco, California. NASCAR Racing is at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina this weekend for the Goodyear 400 on Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk radio in the focus, news talk radio. This is the overview courtesy of the folks at DJV, me and my gang working in tandem with Michael Harrison and his gang to bring you the Countdown Show and an ancillary accompanying hour that gets focused on these things on the list. Top 10 stories, top 10 people, and then, you know, we go off on our...
We haven't done the top 10 people yet, so...
No, I know we haven't.
Oh, okay, good. So, I have this to-do list here, and I never checked it off. You know,
Don't forget to do the thing we're here for.
Yes, please. Help yourself to...
Number 10 is Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is at 10. Ron DeSantis is at 9. Bill and Melinda Gates share the number 8 spot. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Gavin Newsom and Caitlyn Jenner. There's an interesting character. At number 5, Rudy Giuliani. Liz Cheney and Elise Stefanik at number 4. The aforementioned Mark Zuckerberg at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And some guy named Joe Biden, who you occasionally hear from, at number 1.
Interesting, Trump's back in the list with a vengeance sort of this week. Hadn't been in the list for a couple of weeks, but he's all over the place in terms of people talking about him. as well as him liking to talk about himself.
Yeah, he loves the attention.
Yeah,
he's in a funny place. In one way, he's a remarkable history maker in terms of maintaining his power and influence as the leader of the GOP. Another level, he's facing all kinds of legal woes.
And is he back in business, in a sense? Is he back actually running? I was never sure he actually wasn't running his businesses even while he was president, even though it was supposed to be. But as the titular head of all of those enterprises, he had plenty to do to begin with. And is he back at the helm of all the various Trump companies running? I don't know that I know the answer to that. Do you?
I don't know the answer, but I suspect he's very much in charge of running the Trump empire, and I believe he always was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. are running that business? Come on.
No. Uh-uh.
And there are people behind the scenes.
Yeah, the daughter's smart. Yeah, she's capable.
But she's real smart. She's laying low right now.
Yeah,
her and her husband are sort of like, you know, we're not on this picture anymore. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of guys, I don't know all their names off the top of my head, but there are a lot of business people that are very, very much under the radar that work within the Trump organization that he counts on and he trusts, and they really are the powers that make the day-to-day decisions.
Right, make decisions.
Not his children.
No. But they're the heir apparent of the legacy, in a manner of speaking, if nothing else. Speaking of that, I want to spend a minute on a tribute that you put together this week for one of our favorites. The passing of Barry Farber was noted. Actually, it was about a year ago
at this time,
if I remember correctly. He was one of the great and one of the really influential talk hosts at the beginning of the talk era, when it was okay to not be political, even though he was. He didn't sound like he was. But one of the most intelligent men, great vocabulary, interesting way about him, and I was going to be on the thing, but it didn't work out that I was there. I was going to tell a story about my experience with him first when I was on WMCA in New York, and he was there, and how my jaw dropped listening to him, because I hadn't heard him before. I hadn't heard him in New England because the signal for MCA didn't come up here. But when I heard him, it was okay. You know, he came from that same era, Michael, as Jerry Williams and the people that were the pioneers, it seems to me, in modern talk. Would you and how did you were the person that organized this tribute to him. What did you have to say, and what came out about him that people around the country who may remember him or want to know about one of the icons in talk radio? What did you say?
I basically talked about how he played the music of the English language like an instrument. He was a wordsmith. He was one of the great modern day orators.
Mm-hmm.
And oratory is a lost art. Right now, it doesn't get much attention as being an asset to speakers. It's more like you talk like a regular person than you are like an orator these days. But oratory, being able to eloquently put words together and create pictures and persuade people and angles on things people may not see, this was what Barry Farber did so well. It was a combination of skill and intelligence. And but he was a conservative. He ran for mayor of New York on the conservative ticket, didn't win. But he was a legitimate candidate, and he was a very nice man. And we did a tribute to him. You know, it's interesting you say from the modern era. He was one of the talk show hosts that was before the modern era.
I suppose,
You know, the modern era really began with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine and the rise of Rush Limbaugh. Well, for many years before that, Barry Farber was on the radio. He was on the radio so long ago that when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, 11 years old, I used to listen to him in the car at night after the countdown of the top 10 hits by Alan Freed, the first DJ to use the word rock and roll on WINS. And then after Alan Freed was over, there was a talk show with this guy named Barry Farber on the old WINS. I was a kid, and I used to go into the car to listen to it in the car radio with my father, and we would go for a drive.
Well, that's how it got started.
The
modern talk era got started on music stations that at night would then go to talk. WBZ in Boston is a great example of that. They had a sports show on after music with a guy named Guy Manella. Remember him?
Yep.
And then after that, they had Jerry Williams. And I was watching a profile of the old WBCN in Boston and how that came to be Danny Schechter, the news dissector, and how they were involved in all kinds of things, the protest movement, and how they really separated themselves out. A guy named Charles Lacordaire, who really was a talk show host, all the people on that station, even though it was a music station, were really kind of talk folks as well in that era. And how Jerry Williams one night went on the air to talk about how bad WBCN is and how dirty the people must be over there. And then I was thinking about Jerry and all the stuff that he did and what he stirred up. And you know, every city had a Jerry Williams, but he was really another. He wasn't cut out of the same cloth as Barry Farber. You know, we used to confuse Barry Farber and Barry Gray because they were both on in New York kind of at the same time. But they were very different. Their styles were very different.
Barry Gray was a liberal. Barry Farber was a conservative. But they both were eloquent speakers, and they both were the two of the major talk show hosts in New York. Yeah. And that was a time when there was no national syndication. So if you were the number one personality, you were famous in New York or L.A. Boston or Chicago. You were a star.
But he became part of Daynette, and then he was syndicated around the country, but it was he first started you know, back before I started doing talk in 1974, and I was just on local stations, mostly in the Boston area, on one station for 13 years, and that is kind of where I cut my teeth. But listening to, you know, some of these greats and how they influence, even I remember the character about the same time Bob Grant came along in New York, and you must have listened. We all kind of got a piece of him. Right?
I was influenced by a younger guy who's still around, and he's older than I am, so he's not a younger guy anymore. But there was a guy named Alex Bennett who used to do DJ work on WMCA when it was still the Good Guys. Yeah. And on the weekend, he did a talk show, and he did a talk show on a rock station. And he was the resident, you know, bad boy. And he was against the Vietnam War and all that stuff. And he influenced me, and I started my on-air talk career as a talk show host doing issues on the weekend on a rock station in L.A., and I modeled what I did after Alex Bennett. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people. Everybody stands on the shoulders of somebody else. If you were to talk to Barry Farber or Barry Gray or Alex Bennett or you know, Jerry Williams and say, what were your influences, they'll tell you names from people that were doing this kind of thing even before we called it talk radio.
Right.
As a matter of fact, radio started as talk radio. Mm-hmm. The idea of playing music on radio came after the first thing people did was they had conversations on radio.
Or shows featuring radio stars that didn't have anything to do with music. It was the dramas that were on. It was all spoken word stuff, though.
Right. And then Orson Welles, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then the music came. There was live performance in the 30s and 40s, and then music that was recorded came mostly after World War II is when it became, you know, important on the radio. And certainly once the mid-50s came around and rock presented itself, it was a whole another maturation point, if you will, in the history of the
media. There was a point where playing records on the radio was considered to be a radical idea and a result of automation destroying the art. And the musician unions were outraged at the idea that people would play records on radio because that was the end of the orchestra. Every radio station had a giant studio where they put a band, an orchestra. You had live musicians playing, and they were getting paid. And then all of a sudden somebody came along and they called it the make-believe ballroom, meaning that we're going to play records, but we're going to act like there's
William B. Williams.
That actually was Martin Block in New York.
Block started it,
And a fellow in L.A. called Al Jarvis, who really was the first to use the term make-believe ballroom. Mm-hmm. All very interesting how the relationship between art and technology, as technology evolves, we have new sociology and new art. And the day is going to come when people consider playing instruments on computers to be art.
Hold that, by the way, speaking of that, one of the compliments I got from a producer, a well-known producer that we work with, he was giving you plaudits because in the song that we played in the last half hour, I Know You're Real, you apparently use real violinists and real instruments and not
absolutely
the artificial stuff. And that's was
in the era of Zoom, we had a horn section and a string section.
Very good. Michael Harrison, in a moment, what's going on with Michael in the interview after these words, 45 past the hour.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
All right, so Michael Harrison does his weekly interview. This week you have a fellow from Memphis. What's the story?
His name is Todd Starnes. He's an entrepreneur. He bought a radio station in Memphis, and he also is a nationally syndicated talk show host. Some people may remember him from Fox News Radio and the Fox News Channel. He's a conservative. He's evangelical. He's controversial, but he's a really good guy. Very interesting. And it's mhinterview.com. And that's it.
Is he buying other stations? Is he doing other radio stations? Or is this
right now he's concentrating on the task of running one big independent station.
KWAM in Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's
good
doing
station.
A job.
I remember being on that station.
You've been on almost every station. You have a glorious career. Hey, Doug, thank you for the song.
Michael.
And thank you for everything.
10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Three past the hour on the DJV program. I think you probably recognize that music. We're going to tell you we, when I say we, collectively. It's me, Doug Steffen, with Chuck Curry and Movie Moments right after this.
Even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so here we are with a very familiar television theme. So you want to bring us up to date, Mr. Curry, as to why we are celebrating with this music?
Yeah, this day in TV history, Doug, the 180th and final episode of the Golden Girls ad on NBC. It ran for seven seasons, 180 episodes. Still very, very
still
popular
all around.
In syndication.
Yeah.
It has stood the test of time. The reason it stood the test of time, besides the fact that the cast was awesome and it was very well written, it was produced by showrunner Susan Harris, who did the TV show, the sitcom Soap back in the day. She had a knack for doing edgy stuff, and that show was very edgy. That's why it's radio.
Was she the female Norman Lear, do you think? Could we say that?
I don't know her background enough to make the comparison, but clearly she knew what she was doing as a creator and showrunner. She knew how to create a sitcom with edge. If you look at all the great ones, All in the Family, the ones that stood the test of time, they all have a little bit of an edge, and some more than others, and certainly Golden Girls had a very serious edge, and the one-liners on that show were pretty awesome stuff.
Well, it was a time you could get away with that sort of thing because it was different.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you're right.
Did he
you're
really right. just say that? Now it's right. everywhere. That's you can, you know, you've got a TV show called Schitt's Creek. I mean, what are you?
I mean, even like we say, you know, we've talked about this before. You had a show like All in the Family, which was a dominating presence in the 1970s. There's no way that scripting could fly on network TV now.
Yeah.
It would not happen.
Nope, not at all. All right, so we have that going for us. Now, this weekend, I'm looking at my local movie theater. I see the Godzilla movie is still there. Tom and Jerry is still there. Minions is a fan favorite. And then there's the new Jason Statham movie. What kind of a vehicle will that prove to be?
It's a crime thriller. Actually getting some good reviews. Guy Ritchie's the director. It's called Man of Wrath, Jason Statham, who's primarily known as an action hero. Here is the star. I hope it has a good opening weekend. As I said to you off air, I think the major barometer now going forward with things opening up in many states to full capacity by Memorial Day, A Quiet Place 2 comes out May 28th. That's going to be a high-interest, high-profile, mainstream movie, and I think it will get a lot of people into the multiplexes come Memorial Day weekend, Doug.
What's the movie Separation about? I just noticed that. I'm looking to see what that. It looks like kind of a horror movie.
Why is there so much horror? Well, because they're cheap to produce, and if they get decent reviews, it gets people into theaters opening weekend, and they become very profitable. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, because this weekend in movie history, 1980, Friday the 13th. Hit theaters, and I want to say that was the scariest movie that I personally ever sat through.
And that's saying something because you love that stuff.
It brought on what's called a slasher genre, and there were things in that movie I'd never seen before, and it was pretty scary. There's one kill scene with Kevin Bacon's character that would not fly past a ratings board. Now I get an NC-17. Yeah, it's pretty shocking stuff. But I remember being on the edge of my seat from beginning and watching Friday the 13th in a movie theater back in 1980.
You know, it's interesting you say that because some of this stuff, Bacon's television show, City on a Hill, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in there. It's on cable. It's on Showtime. Wouldn't make it on regular conventional TV because there's too much. It's just tough.
Very true.
Some of that stuff in there is tough. All right, Chucker, good job. Have a great weekend.
Thank
we'll look forward to your report on Monday here on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.